Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sunday podcast. Take a look at Palm Sunday as we enter into this Holy Week. Let's get to it. You know, I've said this before on the podcast, there's a real danger when it comes to reading readings you've read before, hearing readings that have been proclaimed annually many, many times, because sometimes the details of the story are lost on us. Sometimes when you hear the Passion read, for instance, on Palm Sunday, or we enter into the events of Holy Week, it becomes just that. It's sort of a retread. Oh, I've been there before. I know how this goes. Maybe you're inspired by it. Maybe you're not. But what's great about Scripture is that it's inexhaustible, that you can always find something new. If you give the Holy Spirit permission to move through your mind, move through your heart, if you ask the Holy Spirit to open your mind and open your heart, open your eyes, when you go read Scripture on your own, oftentimes the Holy Spirit will give you something new, will connect dots in a new way, will show you something that hasn't been there before. And this is why it's so great to be Catholic, because we can always go back and read solid Catholic commentaries, read the thoughts from the saints, from scholars that we trust, to be able to see and check ourselves. Hey, is that from the Lord? Is that really what happened? Am I seeing this the right way? That we're given this great gift and this wealth of knowledge in the church. And what I really want to encourage you to do this week, before Sunday Mass, and even in the course of Holy Week after Palm Sunday Mass, is to go back to the Gospel of Luke, where we're reading the Passion from this year, in your own Bible, and read it with your own eyes, and look for details. Because Luke has some very specific moments that are unique just to his gospel. And every year when we have a different gospel account read on Palm Sunday, it's an invitation to go review again, those instances and those occurrences and the Passion narrative through the unique lens of St. Mark or St. Luke or St. Matthew, through their pen, through their lens, to see what the Holy Spirit unearthed through them. And a couple moments I want to point out to you specifically in Luke's Passion account. In the moment following the Last Supper, following the Mountain of Olives and Judas's betrayal, we're going to have that moment when Peter is denying Jesus. And there's this wonderful line in Luke that's unique to his gospel. After Peter denies Jesus for that third time, it says, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Now, this is really important because this episode proves that Jesus himself heard Peter denying him, that he was in close enough proximity that they're able to make eye contact. When it says, Jesus turned and looked at Peter, that should be a bone-chilling verse and moment in any sinner's life, in any of our lives, because we're all Peter in this moment. That by our thoughts, our words, our actions, at times we have all denied Jesus with even greater veracity and veracity than St. Peter ever did. And what I would encourage you to do is to be able to look deeply inside yourself when you get to that line to pause and to say, okay, maybe this week, this month, this year, this Lent, how have I denied Jesus by my lifestyle? Have I denied him by my words, by my actions? And to be able to put yourself in Peter's sandals, as it were, for a second and say, okay, how would it feel if Jesus himself looked at me? And can you imagine the compassion, but the heartbreak on your Savior's eyes? A little bit later on, there's that beautiful moment with the two thieves that are crucified on either side of Jesus. Now, again, this conversation, this dialogue, this is unique to St. Luke's gospel. It doesn't appear anywhere in the other three gospels, the good thief and the bad thief. And not only is this foreshadowing of the sacrament of reconciliation, you have the good thief acknowledging his own sinfulness before God and man, begging Jesus for mercy. Okay, this is the very contrite, this is an act of contrition happening on the cross right now. But what's really a fascinating moment is that if you listen to the bad thief, he's looking at Jesus and he's reviling him. He's like, what's the matter with you? You know, what's wrong with you? You know, get us out of here. If you're God, get us out of here. You see, the bad thief wanted to be taken down off the cross. He wanted his suffering to end. He wanted Jesus to end his suffering, not to change his life. The good thief isn't begging to get down. He says, look, I deserve this. We sinned. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You see, the good thief wanted to be taken up. The bad thief wanted to be taken down. And in the good thief, we all have this moment to say to ourselves, do we go to Jesus merely as healer, merely as a problem solver, as someone who we would expect to fulfill our will on our timetable, our way, because we want the suffering to end? Or do we go to Jesus as a savior and say, whatever's necessary for God's will to be done, I'm good with. Whatever's necessary in terms of my own punishment, my own penance, my own sufferings, I'm good with, Lord. I just want you to know me. I want you to remember me. I want you to know me by name. I want to be with you forever. I want a relationship with you above all else. And nothing else can get in the way of that. There's so many of those poignant moments in the gospel. I know the ones that jump out to me. I'd encourage you, take your own Bible, set some time aside, read through the Passion narratives, the Passion account with your own eyes on your own page, Open up a journal page, underline, highlight, write notes, ask questions, pray, meditate, go deeper. Take your time in doing it. Don't do it in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Take an hour, take a couple hours, and work through those chapters. And I guarantee you, this Palm Sunday and this Holy Week are going to be a whole lot more. God bless you.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.